It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Whew! It's getting hot out there now, and for some of us, this may put a damper on wanting to work out regularly. But don't worry. My next guest is here to share how you can keep going in the heat, decrease muscle soreness, and have a great workout. Please welcome to the show sports nutritionist, author, and athlete Marie Spano. Thanks for being here, Marie.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Bennett.
Absolutely. So I'd like to know, keep in mind in the summer, what are the, let's say, a few important things that we've got to remember when we are working out in this heat?
Well, of course, hydration. It's obvious for most people. And, aside from just drinking, make sure you have a beverage that includes some sodium or you salt your foods. Because if you just drink water, you may overhydrate and deplete your sodium levels. That's important, especially for distance athletes. Also, clothing is important. Take into account the type of clothing that you have on and equipment, because heavier clothes, heavier equipment means you're not going to be able to dissipate the heat or get rid of the heat as easily. So you are more likely to overheat.
I that's such a great point, because I have, in Los Angeles, people are running down this really popular street called San Vicente, and I see them wearing almost like those wetsuits that boxers wear, wrestlers wear, and it is so dangerous because it's trapping the heat inside your body.
It is so dangerous. I see people doing that outside in the gym, and it's not necessary. All you're doing is losing water weight, and as soon as you drink, you're going to gain the water weight back. It's not a way to lose fat, so it's unnecessary. You can hurt yourself. You can overheat, dehydrate. Not a good idea.
That's such a great point. I just said what you just said. You lose water and you don't lose fat. So in my office, I use the body composition analysis to look at how much fat you have, how much muscle mass you have, and how much water you have inside the cell, which is very important. So, losing water, our mentality is about weight, getting on that scale. And I ask people, don't get on the scale. Really, I like to do the pinch test personally.
You know what? I do the same thing. I've got a couple methods of body fat. So I use an ultrasound. I use the pinching as well, the calipers. And I say the same thing. You know what? Throw the scale out. It's not necessary. It's not an indicator of health by itself. So look at these other measures. Consider how much stronger you are, how you feel, your energy levels, and, of course, changes in body fat.
Exactly. I mean, that's key. We know that body fat, if you are in a higher level, for men and women over 25%, men over about 20-21%, the higher you have, that fat becomes an actual organ of inflammation, right? Inflammation. So we want to reduce that body fat to the level where it's healthy. And I don't believe also at where you need to be at a very low level either. The extremes. What do you think about with your athletes?
Yeah, no, in fact, I've had a couple that are so low, and I ask them, hey, we've got to gain some body fat. Here's why. If you're a football player, it's actually insulation. We've got to protect your organs. Also, you need a certain amount of body fat just to produce hormones. This is especially important for women, menstruating women. We know that if their body fat gets too low, they're more likely to miss their periods. That's not good for bone health. It means they're not producing the hormones they need for bone density, making your bones hard and strong.
That's a great, great info. Actually, you're absolutely right about that. We do need our hormones. And a lot of women, they do cut down, they exercise too much and they don't eat enough. And that's fantastic. Let's talk about exercising in this heat, inside or outside. What do you think?
I think either, of course, in the middle of the day, if you're going to go out, make sure you put sunscreen on or light clothing that's got that UPF in it. Protect yourself from the sun, hydrate. But you can also exercise indoors. I exercise indoors quite a bit. As long as I have a window, I kind of get some benefit of looking outside on the hot summer heat. But either or, both are beneficial. The most important thing is get out there and get active.
Yeah, right. I know, you know, again, speaking about Los Angeles, this is where I live. There have been studies where we've had runners, and I used to be a big runner. Basically, we would be sucking in all of the smog and the exhaust, and a lot of us actually would have lung issues, you know, deterioration of our lung tissue, having asthma, allergies, coughing all the time, excess mucus. So when you live in the city, I don't recommend people running around on the streets.
You know, that's a great point, and one I did not think of. You know, be aware of some of the environmental exhaust and what you're going through, because you may be exercising, but then you're harming your body in other ways. So great point.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about food, how we can use food to help you decrease your muscle soreness. Which ones do you recommend?
Well, number one, I recommend tart cherry juice. In fact, research studies have shown that if you include tart cherry juice as a regular part of your nutrition regimen, it'll actually act as a preventative measure for helping decrease potential inflammation and easing muscle soreness. In the studies, they used about 8 to 12 ounce bottles per day. Another very effective food is ginger. And this research showed that ginger in fresh or spice form, the kind of, you know, you buy in the grocery store in the spice aisle, 2 grams of it, which is not a whole lot, taken daily for several days, can actually reduce muscle pain. So, you know, if you have less muscle pain, you're more likely to get out there and stay active. You won't be discouraged and sitting on the couch since you're sore.
I love that. You know, I made a video on ginger. I actually called it my favorite perfect couple, and the couple is ginger and cinnamon, and I make an actual drink out of real ginger and cinnamon. It's on my website, drsuzanne.com. It's a video, and I drink that all day long. I've been drinking. It's a Korean drink that I make, and it's so wonderful for, just like what you're saying, taming that inflammation. But I wanted to ask you, yes.
Oh, I said, I'm going to have to check that out. It sounds great. Oh,
yes, please do. The one thing I want to talk to you about and just go back to is that tart cherry juice. Now, tart cherry juice is also really great for sleep.
It is. And recent studies have shown you if you increase your, you know, tart cherry juice, take it every day, you'll actually have more sound, deep sleep. And that's important for, you know, overall wellness, obviously, weight management, and, you know, muscle recovery.
You mentioned also that you would need to have at least 2 glasses of 8 to 10 ounces. Is that right?
Yep. The studies were 8 to 12 ounces per day. I don't remember exactly. That's what the research shows. That doesn't necessarily mean you won't get a benefit if you consume a little bit less. I consume anywhere from 1 to 2 of the small bottles per day.
Got it. And I mean, can you find it in organic? Is it organic available?
You know, I think there is some organic tart cherry juice, possibly in a Whole Foods or similar natural food store. You probably can. I'm not sure.
How about black cherry juice? Does that work?
Black, you know, not as many of the compounds, the anthocyanins that actually are responsible for the anti-inflammatory like action. The sweet cherry juice does not have as many. So really the recommendation is tart cherry juice.
Okay, got it. So it's got to be tart, yeah.
Yeah. In addition to foods that decrease muscle soreness, you know, there's also some that may help with joint pain and joint function, and that's really important as well. So first, vitamin C-rich foods, bell peppers, broccoli, et cetera. We need the vitamin C to repair and maintain cartilage. And then dark orange and yellow vegetables, they have an antioxidant that may help with bone formation and decreasing bone breakdown. And there's also a supplement that helps. If you've heard of glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate, those two in combination have really been found to have positive effects on joint health. So that's important for those that are out there and active, and maybe you've become more active to have some joint pain. And but not all supplements are created equally. You've probably heard a lot about that.
Yeah. And well, I totally agree. I totally agree on that. Oh, gosh. Our time's up already. Thank you so much, Marie. What a great interview. Thank you so much. And for more information, go to mariespano.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD.